50th anniversary of Jaws. It's been 50 years since Jaws was filmed on Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. The film was released a year later in 1975. What a cinematic masterpiece that still captivates audiences 50 years later. While vacationing on Martha's Vineyard last month, two of my daughters, Mary and Cynthia, really wanted to take a guided walking tour about the movie Jaws. I joined them and in the process learned a lot of interesting facts about the movie that I did not know or had forgotten. Fact number one, filming location. Jaws was filmed on location in Martha's Vineyard. We took a walking tour in Edgartown and discovered how they shot several different scenes. We learned a lot about why they reshoot scenes over and over again in order to make sure that every detail is consistent with previous scenes. Fact number two, controversy. Martha's Vineyard had a very mixed feelings about the idea that a movie about sharks would be made on their island. Many islanders were worried that by doing so, that future tourist traffic would be harmed because of people associating Martha's Vineyard with sharks. Who would want to come to an island surrounded by sharks? Fact number three, economic boost. 50 years ago, the movie turned out to be an economic boost for the island's businesses, in part because the film's prolonged shooting schedule, which lasted 159 days instead of the planned 55 days. Fact number four, budget overruns. The film's budget was initially set at $4 million, but ballooned to $9 million due to various production issues, including the shark malfunctions and the extended shooting schedule. The next fact, mechanical shark malfunctions. The mechanical shark, nicknamed Bruce, after Spielberg's lawyer, was plagued with problems during filming. It often malfunctions, which led Spielberg using the shark sparingly in the final cut. The unintentional decision actually heightened the suspense as the audience's imagination filled in the gaps. The main reason they had problems with the mechanical shark was that it was designed and built in fresh water, not salt water. Needless to say, salt water wreaks havoc on mechanical devices. The shark, in the end, had only 4 minutes of screen time. The next fact, casting of locals. Many of the extras and minor characters in the film were local residents of Martha's Vineyard. This decision added authenticity to the small-town feel of Amity Island. Next fact, improv and iconic lines. One of the most famous lines from the movie, "You're going to need a bigger boat," was ad-libbed by Roy Schneider. This line has since become one of the most iconic quotes in film history. Next fact, Spielberg's nerves. Steven Spielberg was so nervous about the film's reception that he didn't even attend the premiere. He went on a vacation in Hawaii with his friend and fellow director, George Lucas, instead. Next fact, John Williams' score. The iconic two-note shark theme created by John Williams is now synonymous with impending danger. Williams initially played the theme on the piano for Spielberg, who thought it was a joke. The simplicity and effectiveness of the score have since become legendary. Next fact. First summer blockbuster. Jaws is often credited with creating the concept of the summer blockbuster. It was the first movie to earn $100 million at the box office. The movie was a massive success and eventually grossed around $472 million worldwide. This success established Jaws as one of the highest-grossing films of its time and helped set the stage for the modern blockbuster era in Hollywood. Next fact, long-term economic benefit. There is no doubt that many tourists and visitors that come to Martha's Vineyard today have a fascination with Jaws and want to see spots on the island where certain scenes were shot. The movie theaters on the island to this day show the movie at least once a week. Next fact, the Jaws Bridge. Fascination with this bridge is real. My own family wants to go to the bridge every year that we vacation on the island. And this year was no exception. This year, my daughter, my granddaughter, and my son all jumped off the Jaws Bridge. This apparently is an important rite of passage. Next fact, Steven Spielberg's directing Catapult. This movie was Spielberg's second theatrical feature film, following his first, called The Sugarland Express in 1974. Jaws, however, was the film that catapulted him into international fame and solidified his career as a major director in Hollywood. These facts about the movie highlight its enduring legacy. Jaws is a cultural phenomenon that redefined the thriller genre and created summer blockbuster. This cinematic masterpiece that still captivates audiences 50 years later demonstrates the power of suspense, of storytelling, and the enduring impact of cinema.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Like the podcast? Please help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.